Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 0 200 hours. cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning, 0600 hours, cloudy, 27 degrees. Good morning, 0700 hours, cloudy, 27 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours, cloudy, 27 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees.
W8MAP mobile.
You have connected to a Sixlink node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Mark. Over to you, Mark.
We've about drained his bank account here already with all these darn ideas. But yeah, they say that's the HOA deal. Marty, have you talked to the folks that are kind of the decision makers at the HOA at all? Have you had a chance to meet them?
WB9CFC.
We'll get together, you know, so you could come out and meet the neighbors and. And they were running it, and I, but you know, we had kids' sporting events, so I got there pretty late, and so I just talked to the president and one of the officers. You know, I kind of kept it down to, you know, just, you know, who I was and got to try to get to know them and stuff like that, but they seemed like real nice folks. I mean, I've heard a lot of the horror stories about HOAs, and, you know, without actually knowing, my impression so far is that they are pretty relaxed. I mean, they have ambitions to keep the neighborhood vibe, you know, as it was intended to be. And reading over the documentation, you know, you get a lot of the usual stuff. You know, you need to submit plans to them for improvements that are made to the property and so on. But the only kind of radio thing that's mentioned directly is shortwave. So kind of think that there's room to nose in there. And, you know, I kind of think that I would, you know, make a plea based on, you know, this is part of, you know, what I would find enjoyable, try to make it a little bit personal, like, hey, this is for me, this isn't just, you know, some random what. Rob, I was going to respond to something you said. Oh, yeah, the clear note, I was just looking at that here, and that does look really interesting. And I kind of think that, you know, even if I didn't go that kind of pre-built route, like the, you know, getting a Pi, and I don't know a ton about it yet, but just doing like an electronics project to get a hotspot could be pretty fun and a little adventure. Go ahead, Rob.
WB9CSP.
All right, I got you there, WB9. I'm thinking maybe there's a net coming up here, but we'll turn it to you next. But yeah, Marty, you can do the kit version for probably less than $100. So Raspberry Pi, you can get a cheap Raspberry 3 for about $50, and then you need the Sherry daughter board is about $50 too, so you can almost do it for $100. So, all right, the WB9 station, go ahead. This is KO1Z.
Yep, you would be correct, WB9CST. My net's coming up in a few minutes. Just wanted to chime in and say hello and ask here before 10 minutes, what are those Sherry Pies like? I thought about ordering one, but I've heard mixed reviews about them.
WB9CFC or CFP. Yeah, I have not tried a Sherry daughter board myself. I've got a MyStar daughter board for digital modes on a Raspberry Pi board. But I think it's. I think you got to do some research, and I'm still kind of in the middle of that to see which boards are good. So, but anyway, okay on the net coming up, so I'll pass it around one more time here, and then we'll clear out of here. Go ahead, Mark, KF0ILF from KO1Z.
All right, thanks, Rob, and greetings to the station that jumped in there. Yep, we'll clear out here. Marty, good to talk to you. Let's keep in touch. get creative, it sounds like, is maybe the plan, but hopefully we'll get you on the air here soon, and, you know, maybe 40 meters, 80 meters, who knows, but we'll figure it out here. But that or the 2-meter propagation might get really good all of a sudden. But anyway, 73 for now, good to catch you, and I'll listen out here, KF0 ILF, and 73 to you too, Rob. Over to you, Marty.
That's KF0 IWN. Hello to Richard WB9 CSP there. I've listened to your net many times, so glad you caught us a little bit early. Let us know. And Mark and Rob, awesome to get on the air with you guys again. Yep, creativity is the name of the game, but definitely piqued my interest there, Rob, with some of the electronic projects. Hooked up the Sherry. I found a website, don't know a lot about it yet, but that's super interesting. So, but great catching you guys today, and I'm sure we'll catch you again soon. It's KF0 IWN over to Rob there, 73 for now.
All right, good to catch you, Marty, as well, and yeah, real nice to catch up with you and how it's going there. So we'll talk soon. And this is KO1Z, and I'll turn it back to net control there for the net coming up. This is KO1Z. Over to the I didn't get your call sign there. WB9, WD9, I couldn't quite catch it there without phonetics. So, but anyway, go ahead and take it back, and then I'm sure you want to announce the net coming back up here. So KO1Z, I'll be clear. 73.
Yeah, it's in 10 minutes, and thanks for letting me have it there. I do have to ask, since you're an extra class, what made you choose a one call in a 9-land or 0-land area? That's pretty cool.
Okay, well, there's a little story behind that. One, it's hard to get four-letter call signs for characters, 2x1s, 1x2s, in zero land, because there's a lot of hams in zero land, and so you have to go into a lottery. So I tried that a couple times and didn't get anything that I wanted. And I saw the one call sign, which kind of matches my last name. So that's why I went for the one call sign, and there was nobody else that submitted for it in the lottery. So that's the story. KO1Z, back to you.
Yeah, it's like my call. There's a fair amount of five. So I'm originally from Illinois. And, well, I'm from a suburb of Chicago, so as you guys know, I made it WB9CST, the B9 Chicago-style pizzas. And I like it because anytime I go to Dallas-Fort Worth, the majority of the time people are like, wow, there's a 9-land way down here. But you guys are closer to 9-land, so it's kind of like, Wisconsin comes over here, so we're not too worried about it, you know?
Roger that. There's lots of 9 call signs around here, and even in Minnesota here, of course. And we just think of Packers and Cheeseheads when we hear the 9 call sign, ha-ha.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, by the way, I do have one other quick question before I let everything settle here before the net. If I sent you a video or on email, or you email me, I'm having a problem with my HF equipment. It would be better to kind of show you the video than to explain it. It would take too long to explain. But basically, it's my tuner and my antenna. Do you think you could try and maybe help me troubleshoot it?
Well, sure. Happy to take a look at the video and give you any thoughts I have on troubleshooting. So, yeah, go ahead and send me an email. It's on QRZ there. It's kilooscar1zulu.radio@gmail, but it's all posted on QRZ there. So, yep, go ahead.
All right. Sounds like a plan, and I'll send you an email after the net, and I'll try and see if we can come up with something. I've been stumped on this since I got my general, and this radio was given to me for about a year now, so maybe we can figure something out. But have a good rest of your day. Thanks for talking with me for a few minutes, and hopefully to talk to you again. 73 WB9CSC clear on your front.
All right, sounds good. Have a good net, 73, and yeah, I'll reply back on the email there if any thoughts I have. So, all right, catch you later. K1Z clear.
W8RY, with me.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you, WB9CSP? How's my audio, by the way? I'm coming through All Star today.
Station code.
Yeah, WB9CSP. How do you copy me coming through All Star right now? Over.
Well, very, very, very good. Interesting. Oh, that's right. You participate on a nationwide net every week, don't you?
Yep, that's correct. I run it every Saturday at 2 p.m., and it's going to start in about 3 minutes. But I want to do a test. Because another group was telling me my audio on the very phone I'm on right now through Echolink sounded terrible. So I figured I'd come through All-Star and give it a test. Over.
Very good, very good. I'm usually not around this time of day, but I'm glad to talk to you. I just want to give the radio test because I've been having difficulty getting into our repeater here in Columbus, Ohio. London, Ohio, actually. All right, let me get out of the way. It's time for your net. W8RAY. And I'll be with me.
Roger that. I'll be starting in 2 minutes. WB9CSP.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And Richard. Your audio is studio quality, no problem at all, and 4ZCV.
Roger that, guys. Thanks for the audio report.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
All right, WB9CST, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Richard in Paris, Texas. We buy 9 Chicago-style pizzas, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. It is 46 here today in Texas, where I am. And before we get started, is there any emergency or priority traffic since we have RF connected? Right. Well, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. If you have any, call Bryce Blake. We'll handle it. And then continue on once we have finished helping. So, I'm going to have to bring some new rules in here. One I already implemented a couple weeks ago, which is try to keep your transmission to 3 minutes. And the new one that I'm going to put out, it's not so much a rule, it's just something I would like to make an announcement on, is I do not have any control of any of these repeaters that put out their Morse code ID. I have no control over turning it off, turning it on, adjusting it, anything. So I wanted to put that out there. So all the groups are aware. So with that, let's now go ahead and take short times or mobiles. Any short times or mobiles come now?
Mobile.
All right, I think I have that call correct. K-E-A-I-R. How are you today? And oh, I forgot today's question. Well, I guess I can make it something simple since Christmas is around the corner. What do you normally eat for Christmas dinner? I guess we can make today's question. Go ahead.
Oh, here's Kilo Echo. India Echo Romeo. Name is Brian. And I don't know if I really have a traditional Christmas food. Definitely like sweet potato casserole.
We'll check here if PP3 will be good.
All right, that was KB0BZ, I think, and KE8IER. Thank you for checking in mobile. Did I get the next station right? KB0BravoZulu. All right. I'm not hearing that other station. I'll pick him up in just a minute. General check-ins, anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now.
November 3, Papa Alpha Yankee.
Kilo 6, Victor Papa.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike.
November 4, Zulu, Charlie Victor, Ralph in Georgia.
All right, let me grab it back here. I've got N3PAY, Matt, K6CP Daniel, DE5RJM Randy, and November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor. Is that you? All right. Matt, switch to Fusion. Okay. Ralph. Okay, there we go. I had to forget to remember, Ralph. So I'm going to go back to the format I tested, and we're going to do it that way. So a question for each person. Make me work. N3PAY. So, what is the furthest you have ever drove, and what was it like when you got to the place you drove to?
In about 2014, my wife and I drove from Omaha, Nebraska to St. George, Utah, which is, I think, about 2,400 miles, and we did it in a smallish standard 2011 Ranger. When I got back, one of my friends went to lunch with me and he said, "You went to Virgin back in this?" I'm like, "Yeah." "Your wife really loves you," is what he says, because it's such a small cab. It was a really fun and memorable trip. Thank you very much. Back to Matt. I am M3PAY.
Yes, and Matt is coming in on Lloyd's Fusion, so that is why he sounds so good. K6VP, good afternoon, Daniel. Yeah, we kind of have some differences when you checked in on the repeaters last time, so yeah, we're up in the air about that. But the question I'll make for you is, do you like your meat on propane or charcoal?
I also noticed that you weren't on the Philadelphia hub today either. They're talking about repeaters and stuff there. So I don't know what's going on there, but the Philadelphia hub doesn't seem to be hooked up, even though it looks like that's where your All-Star node is connected to. So I'm not sure what's going on there. I'm on handy hands right now. Well, I prefer it on charcoal as long as you use one of those chimney starters, not lighter fluid, because lighter fluid makes it taste like gasoline. But if you can use one of those chimney starters that you put the charcoal in and paper and then light it up that way and then put the charcoal back on the grill when it's all heated up, ready to go, I like that better than propane. K6VP.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And yeah, I agree with you. Although I do like when you use the bottle and you think that there's no flame and then you put a little on it from the bottle, it makes a huge flame and then it goes down again. That's cool. But thank you for checking in, Daniel, and I'll send you an email about what's going on and include you and Linda in it and let you know. But Randy, the voice of Canada, how are you today? And I think I've asked this question to a couple Canadians, but have you ever tried American bacon, and which one do you prefer, American bacon or Canadian bacon? DE5RJM, WB9CSP.
Well, I might be a little biased here, but the Canadian bacon, we have it once a week. I could probably eat it every day, but no, we have it once a week here on Sundays. Usually we have a brunch a meal there, and yeah, it's... something, one of the meals we look forward to every week there. So, and Canadian bacon is, we make a fair bit of it there. But yeah, to keep the cholesterol down and all that, we only do it once a week. So it's kind of like a treat for us, I guess. So, other than that, appreciate you letting us have a chance to check it in here on your net there, and, back to net. This is Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, Kenora, Saskatchewan. Kenora's with a C. Back to net.
Okay. I would have thought Randy would have said Canadian bacon. But good job. I'll have to get some I would forget what province the maple syrup comes from. I know it's from one of the Quebec. Yes, I think it's Quebec. I know you can correct me on that if I'm wrong. But thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. Ralph, 84 Zulu Charlie Victor. So, Georgia has barbecue, but so does Texas. I don't think you've tried Texas barbecue to my knowledge, but if you have, which one would you take, Georgia barbecue or Texas barbecue?
Oh, I'm laughing. Yeah, those are fighting words. Of course, Texas barbecue is beef, and Georgia, you know, is more pork. I don't know. I don't really have a preference. Either way, you know, good barbecue, you can't go wrong, beef or pork. Yeah, and I agree with, definitely no lighter fluid to start the charcoal. And also, I'm surprised, I had a good friend, she passed away, she was in Kanata, Ontario, Canada, and she taught me that in Canada, it's not Canadian bacon, it's pea meal bacon. I know the VE station there, I think it was VE over there in Saskatchewan. I know he knows what pea meal bacon is. He probably didn't say it because he probably knew that the U.S. stations wouldn't know what pea meal bacon was. But at any rate, okay, and I was all ready to tell you that my favorite food for Christmas was going to be pierogies, homemade pierogies. Okay, back to net control, WV8. CSP, 9, sorry, I talked to too many 8 stations. This is M4ZCV.
Oh, God.
Hang on a minute. The daily problem is back. Okay, there we go. Now I fixed the daily problem. Continuing on, sorry about that, everybody. That brings me to the bottom of my list. So, anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the EverythingNet? Come now, WB9CSP.
Make that a W8POY, John.
Detango. That's Kilo November 4 Echo with Detango Thomas in Tennessee.
Kilo 6 Golf from Lima, Linda, California.
All right, I've got 3 new people there. Luckily, I caught all of them. W8TOY, KN4EWT, and K6TRL. Hi, John. How are you today? And I'm doing the question for each person. I figured I'd bring that back. So, the question for you is, would you rather spend Christmas in the coldest part of Russia, or would you rather go to Fiji Island?
There we go. Well, I've never been to Fiji Islands. I have been to cold parts of the north, not in Russia, but definitely cold. So I'm going to have to say Fiji Islands because there's an old John Wayne movie of Christmas in one of those islands down there, and I thought that was pretty cool. But if you do a little research on the coldest city in Russia, it is a city that is so cold that they completely shut down basically in the wintertime. And nobody, if you shut your car engine off, even for a few minutes, it will not start again until next summer. You have to leave the engines running all the time. So I think I'm going to take Fiji over a block of ice. Go ahead.
John does not want a frozen car. Good job, John. Thank you for checking in, and glad to have you as one of the regulars. By the way, I have made my decision as of the month of last month, if I could talk, about who I am going to give the handheld to. I will announce it at the end of the next. So, KN4EWT, Thomas, I believe. It's been a while. Remember the call, not the name. How have you been? How's the weather there? And, let's see. Where would you want to vacation for the winter that is warm, and why, is your question. Go ahead. Well, I'll come back to him. I think he was on All-Star. He might have had a connection drop. So. K6GRL, Linda, hello, VJCA, Andrea Sosweta. And my question for you, since you're old enough, is back when the country was separated, would you have rather lived in Germany or Cyprus when you were younger? Go ahead.
Okay, WB9CST, you're from K6L. Yeah, so, yes, mal, 58 Grad, 58 degrees, cold. Here in on the Central Coast, California, we were at 39 degrees this morning, early this morning, so it is pretty cold for our conditions. So separated countries. So I assume you're talking about Germany. We were separated, or Cyprus is of course Greek, the Greek island, I guess. Yeah, I don't care much for Greece, so I would still stay in Germany, and I was there, but was separated, so I was in West Berlin, which is the entire city of Berlin was in East Germany. We were actually in East Germany, except half of Berlin, of course, was Western and occupied by the Americans, British, and French, so, and that's where I was raised, and of course, I would rather be there than in East Germany, that's for sure, and I escaped, actually, when I was 4, so, otherwise, I would have been raised in East Germany, so, under Russian occupation. Yeah, so that explains that. I'd rather be in Germany than in Cyprus, but, yeah, that was that. But, you know, I've never been there, so maybe I should not be too about it. Judge once I know about it. So, yeah, what else? I kind of like the other questions better, especially about the Canadian bacon. And by the way, someone, hem friend in Canada, in Prince George, told us just a few days ago in his area of Canada, they call it Canadian Bick Bacon. So not just Canadian bacon, but it's Canadian Bick Bacon. So anyways, K6L, back to you, Richard.
Ah, okay. That is cool. Yeah, it's like... when I was talking about the southern words, for, fur, over there, over yonder, so I guess different parts of Canada have different ways of saying things. That's cool. Thank you for telling me that, Linda. All right, so Linda brings me to the bottom of my list. But before I take some more check-ins, let me get back to KN4EWT because he came back. So, long time no speak. How are you? How's the weather there? And I think I'll change your question to, if you were to plant a tree in your yard, yes, I'm going to ask this because I am curious. I used to take horticulture class. Would you rather plant a palm tree or a banana tree, and why?
This is KM4EWT. Yeah, I'm just out here delivering pizzas, and it has been a while. Good to hear from you there. A palm tree or a banana tree, was it? Can you confirm that?
Yep, palm tree or banana.
We go with the banana tree, being from the homestead survivalism background, it gives me a source of potassium and food. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Good job. I like that answer. And yeah, you can't do too much with the palm tree, but you can do stuff with the banana tree. Okay, now I'm at the bottom of my list. This is WB9CFP, looking for some more check-ins.
Yeah, control is Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Hey, Richard, glad you're here.
KF0SYV, good afternoon.
All right, there we go. I'll take those two. I'm just watching everything on the screen. KC7YFE, Dale, I got you and KF0SYV. Hi, Dale. Good to hear you. I know you're a straggler, and you come in, say a few words, and find another net to go support. So I'll ask you, since you're a musician, I'm pretty sure if I remember right, would you rather have a 4-string bass or a 6-string bass, and why?
Oh, hey, good question, but I heard another one called for whether we planted a banana or a palm tree. Well, I think with that first one that I heard, I would probably say the same as the other guy did, a banana tree, because it could get all the potassium you need. And as far as bass, I wouldn't mind having both, you know, a 6-string and a 4-string for a little bit of diversity, you know, like you take your 6-string and, you know, work those low notes and some real high notes, and if you just want to just play 4-string, I could pick that one up and just play 4. So either way, I wouldn't mind. I thought about getting a 5 or 6-string bass in the future, in the past I thought about it. Been still kind of batting it around somewhat. Thanks, Richard, for the net, and I want to thank you all for being here. So let's, you know what to do. Keep up the good work and keep coming back and hitting that press to talk switch and getting on this fine net. Everything net. Back to you, Richard, KC7YFE.
Yeah, roger that, Dale. I'm leaving breaks so that way hopefully nothing times out again. I hate when that happens. Dalen, I finally remembered how to say your name. I have no idea why I call you Cy. I guess it's just your call. But hi, Dalen. How are you today? KF0FYD. And, what is one thing that you like about living in Iowa? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Richard. Thank you for picking me up. I don't know. I guess it's the diversity of the weather, and I've lived here all my life. I guess I don't know any different. I've traveled all over the country, and they've all got some good aspects, but I don't know, I'm used to Iowa, and I don't know, I just don't have a need to move or be anywhere else, I guess. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger that, Galen. Thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. And, yeah, the other advantage that Galen has is all of his counties are squares. So it takes you the same distance to get from one to another. Fun fact about Iowa. And with that, I'm at the bottom of the list again, looking for some more check-ins. WB9CSP and the everything net.
AB0VX, Alpha Bravo 0, Victor X-ray.
Next row, please check in Kilo Mike 5, Yankee KM5Y, Mike, Grapevine, Texas.
All right. KF0VFQ, I think I botched that one. AB0VX, John, I've got you, and Mike KM5Y. I don't know why I am called G Todd, Mike. I don't know where I got that from. But KF0VFQ, did I get the call right? And if not, what was the suffix?
That is correct. KF0VFQ, happy in Beacon, Minnesota.
Yeah, by the way, your audio is a little bit on the low side, just so you know, but I can hear you for the most part. So, today I'm doing a person-by-person question. Instead of everyone getting one, each person gets their own. So, I think I'll make the question for you is, would you rather take a boat to Portugal or a plane to Spain, and why?
Was it a boat to Portugal? I think I'd do a boat to Portugal. I've done, I haven't done the Italy country, but, yeah. Been on a plane to Europe, so, yeah, let's do it.
Good job. Yeah, I have never been over anywhere over there, so it would be interesting to try both ways, except one would take a lot longer. So, let's see. John, AB0VX, how are you today? And let's see. Would you rather try French cuisine, authentic French cuisine, or Polish cuisine, and why?
Well, that's an interesting question, French or Polish. I guess I'd like to try authentic French cuisine just because, I don't know, I guess because it sounds good. You asked me how I'm doing. I'm doing great. I just want to let you know I think your audio sounds fantastic today. All the stations sound good. I don't know. It's been a few weeks since I've listened, so I don't know what's changed, but it's definitely sounding very good. You got a good net going today. And let's see. I guess that's it. And if I don't catch you and everyone else before the Christmas holidays, Merry Christmas to everybody. 80VX.
Good job, John, and thank you for checking in. Yeah, your audio sounds good over on this end as well, so glad you have both IRLPs connected over there in Iowa. At least you have one other station on the 745, so it does get used. And last but not least on this round of the list is Mike, KM5Y. And Mike always gets a double question. So how are things down in the grapevine, Mike? And would you rather try and land a helicopter on a cargo ship or land your 747 at, what's that smallest airport? I think it's in Fiji. Would you rather try and land it there? Is your question. Go ahead.
Heavy B9 CSPK in 5Y, Mike in Grapevine. Hey, Richard. Great to talk to you. And if I get a double question, I'm going to charge you double. No, just kidding. I just wanted to say congratulations to Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas football. They just won the Big 12 championship. That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's been a pretty good steady 40 at night and 65 during the day, just kind of not cold or not hot, you know. And, I can tell you that I've got about 5 hours in helicopters, and I have no coordination to fly a helicopter. Can't do it. Cannot do it. So that rules that out, so I'd have to try to land that 747 on a short runway, I guess. At least I would have a little bit of a clue. And is that the only question, Richard?
Well, I'll circle back around to the original question that I was going to ask everybody, which is, what are you going to do for Christmas dinner?
Oh, okay. Thanks, Richard. Sorry I missed that. And, I think we're going to go to a hotel, the Gaylord, and eat there with some relatives and stuff. And they have everything, so you can have whatever you want. So usually I like the prime rib with horseradish sauce and maybe a little turkey just to make it official. But great net, Richard. Keep up the good work. WB9CSP, KM5Y. And I got some stuff to do, so I won't be here for the 73 round. You have a great day. KM5Y.
Yeah, Roger. That might have a good rest of your day then. Thank you for stopping in, and good to have you. Mike brings me to the bottom of my list. So anybody else anywhere wishing to check in, come now. WB9CSP.
Kilo 30 Papa.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Romeo Mike Charlie. Bob in Madison County, Ohio.
Alright, I should know the first person's call, but you were noisy. I recognize the voice. Kilo Zulu Zero Papa, is that right? I always mess it up, but you were kind of noisy.
Yeah, okay, Richard, it's Kilo Juliet Zero Papa. Kilowatt Japan Zero Papa. John in Minnetonka, Minnesota. I'm mobile, so I'm probably in and out of the receiver.
Well, that means John gets to go first because he is mobile. So, John, what would be one, since I'm asking questions for each person, what would be one state you would want to go visit again that you've already been to? Go ahead. And how are you today?
Hello, to everybody in the net. John here in Minnesota. And, well, I've visited a lot of states in my profession. I'm retired now, but, looking at the weather here in Minnesota, a lot of them come to mind that I would prefer to be in. But, no doubt, Southern California, Orange County area, what a place. We probably should have moved there, but we didn't. And we won't be visiting there again. But that's the place to go. And otherwise, everything's fine up here. You know, the winter has set in, and we're starting to adjust to it. And trying to keep up the activities that we normally do. Ham radio being easier to do because it's always warm in my station. Thanks again, Richard. Back to you, KJ0T.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I want to thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. And let's go back over to Bob, WBARMC. So let me ask a radio question for you, Bob. Would you rather have a 1,000-foot tower and a 10-watt radio, or a 1,000-watt radio and a 10-foot tower?
Well, I don't think I have the resources for either one of them, but I believe I would want to go with the 1,000-foot tower and then just pay the electric bill for the beacon. Yeah, I think having the height would help a lot, especially with the VHF, UHF stuff. And, an HF wouldn't be a problem either. You could do some really fine verticals with 1,000 feet. So, I think I would take the 1,000-foot tower.
And then Bob could put a beam on top of it, a 12-element beam for a VHF and UHF, and put 500 watts into it. And talk miles and miles. I've always wanted to do that. That would be so cool. It's like, I'm in Madison County, Ohio. Hello, Cleveland. How are you? Hello, Cincinnati. That would be pretty cool. But thanks for checking in, Bob and John. And I'll take one more round here and start the 7-3 round a little bit early. And I will announce the winner of the handheld, by the way. I've come up with my tallies before the net today. So, anybody else wishing to check in before I start the 7-3 round? WB9 CSP. All right, not hearing anybody. 16 seconds before we start the 7-3 and late check. So hopefully I got some of these right. K-E-A-I-E-R, WB9CSP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. Okay, KB0BZ, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there, WB9CSP. Okay, I think I messed that call up. Matt, who is on digital, or I presume he is still there, M3PAY on Fusion, I believe it is. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, Matt. WB9CSP.
Richard, I really like this nap. Thank you for inviting me. I will try to make it a regular thing. I am talking to you through my FT70D handheld, and that connects up to an OpenSpot 4 Pro, which connects up to a private YSF room that some very nice fellow who's qualifying you gave me created. So that's the plumbing from Omaha. And I really like the way you run the net. Great job. I like all the individualized questions. It's fun to get to know everyone. I think this is just terrific. It's supposed to snow later this afternoon, which I'm not looking forward to, but so it goes. Anyway, thank you very much for a heartwarming net, and I look forward to talking with you all again. 73, WB9CSP, N3PAY.
You should not have very much latency between the fusion room and yourself because Lloyd is in Kansas. So you shouldn't have too much of a delay from when I start talking. But thank you for coming in, and while I'm talking, if you don't mind shooting a quick video on your phone and sending it to me, I kind of want to hear what I sound like coming in, coming through Fusion. And while I do that, let's go to Daniel. K6 Vice President, VP, go ahead at the 7-3 round, Daniel.
Well, I don't really have much to add. I checked out IRLP 9558 just to make sure the IRLP node is still working. But it uses the GSM codec, which is the Echolink codec, so I still sound better on All-Star, so I'll just keep with All-Star. Anyway, that's about all I have to add. K6 VP.
Yep, I'll have to talk to you, by the way, about helping me with my IRLP. Ham in Idaho sent me his board, so I have a few questions about it. I'll email you about that as well. So thanks for checking in. Let's see. Randy, Mr. Canadian, DE5RJM, if you're still there, go ahead to see 7-3 round, over.
Good afternoon, everyone. Listening here on the net here, and yeah, there's something there. Somebody mentioned about Canadian bacon there before, and yeah, I know what he's talking about. But yeah, different companies they produce their own flavoring and stuff like that of bacon and so forth, and that's just the company brand is what he was referring to down east there. So, and we have a challenge here as well. A company there produces the most pork in all of Canada, actually, O'Meal, and yeah, O'Meal Bacon. So yeah, I know what he was talking about there. And as far as I think what you mentioned there earlier there, Richard, was maple syrup. Well, we have people here locally here actually also have maple syrup farms. And so there's various farmers across, landowners, acreage owners, depends what they have for trees on their property. If they got the proper trees, then if they're energetic and ambitious, they produce their own maple syrup there. So yeah, Quebec is one of the bigger provinces that produce it on a national basis there, or international basis. But just to let you know that there's other smaller places that also produce it locally here. So we can get our maple syrup bought here in a local Costco from local producers. They sell it to Costco, and and then people can buy it from there. Just like our honey, we've also got a lot of the honey they'll sell to retailers and that sort of thing. They've had a bad year, about 3-4 years now with honey. So a lot of the small-time people that make the honey is struggling right now. Some of them actually went out of business because of it. But anyways, interesting stuff. If there's a market for it, and if they can produce it, they will. So anyways, 73s, thanks for letting me check in. It's a wonderful net that you got going there, Richard, and we'll be checking in next Saturday as well there. This is VE5RJM, grounding in North Saskatchewan, Canada.
WAQM, VHF, timeout.
KFAUU checking in.
Yeah, KFAUU. I've got you on the list. Now I'll actually take you next. Since it'll be a minute before I get back to you. AF or KF, I can't ever remember. But good afternoon, how are you today? And would you rather live in the UP of Michigan or down at the very bottom of the state? Is your question today. Go ahead.
Are you coming back to me? Over.
Yep, roger that, I am.
How's my day? I'm waiting for the next snowstorm to come in tonight. Over, over.
Well, I hope you guys don't get too snowed in, but of course, most of our northern friends on this net are prepared for it. So, yeah, you caught the 7-3 round, so if you want to take your 7-3 all in one go, I'll let you do that if you want. Go ahead.
Okay, Rick, we'll say 7-3s to you. Thanks for letting me check into the net, and back to net control from KFAUU.
Good job. Thank you for checking in. And let's see. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. Ralph, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Okay. Very good, Richard. Fine business on the net today. Enjoyed it. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, you know, the different questions for each participant. Yeah, that's good. Of course, it makes you work a little harder. Come up with all the different questions. And, of course, I want to answer some of the other questions, but at any rate. Thanks. I learned something about the baked bacon, Canadian bacon, pea meal, whatever it's called. I didn't realize that was I thought pea meal was generally throughout Canada. So now I know that that's more in eastern Canada. Very good. Yeah, and your temperature there, minus 29 Celsius, is minus 20 Fahrenheit. I'm not sure which way it sounds colder. And a bit of trivia, at minus 40 degrees, it's the same for centigrade, whatever you want to call it, and Fahrenheit. Yeah, the two scales cross at minus 40. I can usually do the conversions in my head with the 5/9 and 32 one way or the other, but the minus threw me. All right, very good, Richard. Again, fine business on the net. Enjoyed it. Looking forward to next Saturday. WB9CSP, this is N4ZCB, 7-3.
Is it too late to take a check in for the net?
Nope, it's never too late to check into this net. Yeah, what's your call and how are you today? Over.
Call sign is Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Foxtrot. Name is Matthew. I am mobile, passing through on my way up to Waterville, Maine. Scanning through the channels and I saw this was active, so I figured I'd chime in.
Yeah, roger that, Matthew. Well, if you have Echolink, it's on the VK3JED conference server. And if you have All-Star, it's 27265 and IRLP9558. So you sound good coming in to Doug's repeater system up there in Maine. And how's the weather up there for you today? Are you guys getting snow?
No, it's currently 26 degrees according to the truck, but it was sunny until the sun went down about 10 minutes ago. Now it's just getting dark.
Well, stay safe out there traveling in the cold, Matthew, and thank you for checking in, and you're welcome anytime. Let's see, where am I? W-8-T-O-Y. John, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. John will probably be back in a minute. K-N-4-E-W-T. I know you're delivering pizza, but if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right, he's not there. That's all right. Let's see. K6GRL. Linda, I'm pretty sure you're still there, so go ahead at the 7-3 round. And Guten Tag und auf Wiedersehen, Frau.
Yeah, danke schön, Richard. W9CSP here from K6GRL. I just had to laugh because, you know, I'm monitoring the repeater in the background, right? I'm just curious what I'm hearing. All of a sudden, I hear this transmission. The amateur radio news line will start in 5 minutes. I was just about breaking out in a big laugh. And then I remembered, oh, wait a minute, they announced it yesterday during the Wind System TechNet. And that they started something new. They're broadcasting the amateur radio news line. And I have a dual bender, so I did not turn my volume down on the 440 side. So anyway, so that's what that is. Yeah, so I am so hungry now thinking about Canadian bacon because, you know, Richard, we cannot get that here right now in my location. I have to, if I get hungry enough for it, I might have to get it online. Well, I haven't seen Canadian bacon for several months here in my location, so. But, and I really like it for Eggs Benedict and pizza, you know, so. But anyways, so I have nothing else. It was a good net, and I think you're good net control, Richard, for sure. And everybody sounds very good. Audio was good. I don't get this whole All-Star thing. I don't know what it does for you that Echolink can do. I'm not there yet. So hope everybody has a good day, and we'll catch you next week. K6GL, back to you, Richard.
Ah, thank you, Linda. Ham Radio Newsline. Ah, you're wasting your time playing that, whoever does that. It's just a bunch of guys talking. Besides, when is it okay, according to the rules, to make a one-way transmission? I don't think that's allowed, but hey, what do I do? This is only my second time being a ham. I started back in 06, so I guess things have changed. But let's go to Dale, who I doubt is there, but just in case, I will call him. KC7YFE, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFP. I couldn't understand anything the All-Star just told me. It was in Dutch. Oh, well. KF0SYZ, Galen, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Well, Richard, I want to thank you for hosting the net. You're doing a great job of good net. I enjoyed visiting with everybody and hearing all the comments. Right now it's kind of chilly. It's about 31 degrees and light snow here, but they forecast it, so I guess we got to expect it. It is December. I've been invited with my late wife's family for Christmas, and usually we have oyster stew and ham and turkey, so it'll be a lot of fun and be a lot to eat and be a good time. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Anyways, kind of what's going on. If I don't happen to catch you next week, you all have a Merry Christmas and a safe one. And anyway, y'all take care, and back to the net, 7-3.
Roger that. Galen, thanks for checking in, and glad to have you, and thank you for stopping in. KF0VFQ, if you're still there, go ahead to 7-3 round, over. Alright, AB0VX, John, if you're still there, go ahead to 7-3 round, over.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. I'd forgotten about the 7-3 rounds. I can't already do that to everybody, but again, thank you for doing the net, and good to hear Galen in there. Just let him know that the snow stopped over here about 20 minutes ago, so hopefully it'll maybe stop his way. And he's just to the east of me and a little north of where I'm at. But, yep, everything sounds great, and thanks for what you do. 7-3, everyone, AB0VX, Honey Creek, Iowa.
Good job, John. Thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. Let's see. Mike had to go. So WBARMC, Bob, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Yeah, this is WB8RMC. Hey, thanks for doing the net, Richard. Greatly appreciated. And I don't really have a whole lot more to add. Other than a bit of weather, I guess tomorrow we might have we got a chance of some freezing rain, which it's always nice when it clings on and you take the pictures, but once the pictures are taken, I despise it. Yeah, and other than that, don't have really much else. So I'll say 73 to everybody. It's great that we have the net here and a little bit of something to do between football games this time of year. So. All right, this is WB8RMC. I'll give it back to you, Richard.
Good job, Bob. Thank you for giving it back. But we will never know what Bob gave back to me, so I guess it will be a surprise. But let's see. John, KJ0P, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right, no, John. KF8UU, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
TOY is still here.
All John, if that was you, T-O-Y, go ahead at the 7-3 round. I called you a little bit up, but go ahead.
Yeah, I hate to admit it, but I kind of nodded off in this part of the net. But thanks for running the net. And you said something about one-way transmissions or something. There are legal one-way transmissions in amateur radio. One of them is the ARRL newsletter, newsline, that they broadcast one way. And also they broadcast Morse code practice on multiple frequencies at multiple times, which is all very legal. So there are one-way, there are legal one-way transmissions. But are there any legal encrypted transmissions?
John makes a good point. Yeah, we can't, and that's the funny part. You can't use a voice scrambler, but you can use a digital mode, which completely scrambles your voice on an analog radio. So figure that one out. Let's see, KD2DXF. I'll make you the tail end before I call for late check. So go ahead at 7-3 round, over. Well, I guess he went back to scanning. Okay, so that brings me to the end of the 7-3 list. I'm going to call for one round of late check so nobody disappears. So anybody anywhere wishing to check in before I close, come now, WB9CSP.
Hello, this is Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec, Jesse and Richfield, KD0QQQ.
All right, we only got one there, but that, I guess that'll be okay. KE0, triple Q. Good afternoon, how are you? How was your day? And, would you, I guess I'll make another radio question and let you take your 7-3 all-in-one. Would you rather have a full-length 2,200-meter antenna out in the country or a 20-meter halfway in the middle of Chicago? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Let me pull my thoughts. As I identified Jesse in Richfield, I talked to you in on the repeater 14545. Thank you, everybody. And, yeah, good question. I was going to just simply say what a good day it is. And I guess I'd want to be in the country. Right now, my newest toy I'm playing with is Free-DV, that's digital voice. And I got a general ticket, so on 20 meters, I'm practicing this digital voice. And it's just weird, it's different, you have to use a computer, but boy, when it connects, I had a QSO with a guy in Argentina, and it was a great line, so it was a good contact, but it's just digital voice. I use my laptop in the speaker built in, so it's like a conference call. So that's the Gee Whiz moment, 3DD, if you Google it and look it up, I hear we're going to try it. People are trying to make it go on 2 meters, it's interesting, but lots to learn, it's changed. Back
to the net, KG0, QQQ, the country boy, bye-bye. Good job, and thank you for checking in. Glad to have you. And with that, since it has reached 3:10, things are starting to disconnect, which means I will go ahead and close here. So, this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 2000 UTC. You can find more information about it on my QRZ page, where my website is, which is my call, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, Delta Echo, DE. And all the connections are there and a few of the clubs that are connected here as well. Thank you, everyone, who checked in today. And let me mention who the winner of the radio is before I disconnect everything. So, the winner of the handheld radio is Linda K6GRL has won the radio. And the second place, if Linda does not want it, will be Ralph, November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor. So, if either of you would like to email me, I am good on QRZ. Thank you for checking in, and WB9CFC.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 29 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees.